Okay, good morning and welcome to episode 2 of this year's Rugby Roundup. We have got James with us again, Patrick, our technician to the stars, and someone new. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello everyone, my name's Joshua Simmons. I'm Deputy Ed Boy and I am doing this podcast with James Fenn.
So we had a little chat about what we'd like to talk to you about this week, and it seemed to come under the general topic of events and things that are going on in the school. So the school is a really, really busy place, and this half term is chock-a-block. So we thought we'd actually look back first of all and talk about a trip that happened in half term.
So 2 weeks ago, me and Josh went to Iceland, and which was really fun. So we had to wake up at about 5 in the morning, 4:30, and we made our way to Stansted Airport. That was a 2-hour journey, and we had about 10 minutes to get food.
No way.
A bit rushed.
Because of the 2-hour baggage delay, because there's another 3 schools going on the
Were
trip.
Were there? Which got okay, interesting. Us.
And then, so we got on Play Airlines, and it was about a three-hour plane ride to Iceland, and we arrived in Keflavik Airport. So then we went and we went to our hotel, Hellis Holler Cottages, and that's where we spent our first night.
Lovely. Highlight of the trip, Josh?
I think one of the highlights would probably be going to see the waterfalls. Even though you got quite wet, it was really fun because it was amazing how big they were and how powerful they actually are.
Did you walk around the back of it?
Yeah, we did.
So I think my favourite bit was, I actually quite like being in Reykjavik and walking around there because I thought it was really quiet and I loved it. Also, interestingly, but sort of current affairs based, I've just read yesterday that 100,000 women are currently striking in Iceland for equal pay. Out of a population of something like 320 or 380. So isn't that astonishing numbers? But they apparently have got a really massive history of striking for female rights. So just thought that was worth noting. Okay, so this week we've got something quite fun on Friday. Anyone going to the event on Friday?
Fireworks night.
Yeah, I'm mostly going.
Yeah, it is a big deal, isn't it, at Rokeby? Yeah. So anyone that's new, if you're in reception or any other year and you have never been, I mean, prepare yourself, I would say. It is a full-on show. Yeah. It is amazing. The fireworks, I think something like 8 or 10 minutes of fireworks.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing.
And it plays with, like, finale's music
amazing.
In the background.
Yeah. And I know people that live near there watch it out their windows and things because it's so good. Any tips for first timers?
Dress up warm.
Yeah,
definitely. It gets quite cold at night.
Especially in the night, yeah.
Yeah, I would say as well, wear something. Be prepared it's going to be dark, which sounds so silly, but because RSG has no street lights or anything, it is really, really dark.
Yeah, and they sell, in the stores, they sell some lights.
Maybe bring
stuff.
Some pocket money or whatever. Okay, and then looking ahead on Thursday, Year 7 are doing something which I know you did last year, James.
Shakespeare Schools Festival.
I also did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure they're doing Much Ado About Nothing,
which
was a Shakespeare play. So basically you perform like the whole of your first maybe 5 weeks, and then you perform it in like November. We did it in the Exchange Theatre.
Oh, they're at the same place this time. It used to be the Rose,
yeah.
And they've been tweaking them again, so they must have changed venues. It's amazing because it's an opportunity to perform on a proper professional
stage. It's
quite
cool because you go below the stage and it's kind of all behind the scenes.
And we also get a nice little dinner before.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
That's a nice treat. So I think they're rehearsing today and then they're going to the theatre maybe on Thursday to do their...
I've been planning what they're going to wear all the time.
Right? Oh, really?
Year 7s, yeah.
So something if you're in year 6 to think about auditioning for next year, definitely worthwhile. Quite a lot of fun,
yes.
I would say. Yeah. And then we were talking about after this is over, Miss Scarlet and the team launch straight into the main school play. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
So currently, the year 5 and 6 play just got parts have just been released yesterday.
Okay.
And so the year 7 and 8 play the Broken Yellow Brick Road. So we're doing auditions for that on Friday.
Okay.
And then recalls the next Friday.
And are you auditioning?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Okay. So very much recommend that. So when I started at Rokeby, the play was for years 5 to 8, and then it got split into 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, which is so good, I think, for you guys, because you get much more opportunity.
I think during COVID we did Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, yes. And that was year 5 to year 7.
Okay.
And then the next year we did year 5 and 6 and year 7 and 8.
I think it's super, and I think if you've got any tips for anyone who's perhaps a little bit nervous about or thinking about it, maybe they're in year 4, they're not sure whether they want to do it next year.
Yeah, so in year 6, year 5 and, you know, year 4, for me, I was really nervous. But then when I did actually audition, it was really fine. It's just, you know, having the courage just to step and, you know, speak your audition part.
Yeah.
And then once that's over, it's really done.
Do you
have
to prepare anything?
No, but... No, so normally, like, if you watch, for instance, the movie of The Wizard of Oz, normally the play is quite different.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't really need to prepare because okay. you'll be handed out pieces.
Oh, that's fine then. So just go and have a go.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Okay. And you can perhaps speak to these boys if you do have any questions. Okay, so then after fireworks, the next big school event in my mind is Remembrance. So it
I'm
has
doing a poem for that as poet laureate
in the assembly.
Yeah.
Have you written it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh wow, was that hard?
Pretty hard.
Yeah. So we were saying we wanted to give you some tips if you're in year 3 and have never been to Remembrance assembly before. So the mood is quite sombre, as it should be. It's quite serious to walk into the hall. There's no talking, music playing, and it's just a time for reflection, isn't it? Really. So Patrick will look forward to hearing your poem then, and you read it out?
Yeah, I read it out.
And I think some of the teachers speak.
Yeah, Mr. Attenborough speaks.
And I'm pretty sure there's a teacher playing the trumpet.
Mr. Wyatt plays the trumpet.
Normally he does the last post, doesn't he? Starting to wear poppies. Josh has got his, I've got mine. Where do you purchase those from if people want to get one?
So there is a poppy box outside in reception. So all you need to have is £1 £2 to hand into reception to get a poppy as a donation.
£2 is the new going rate, is it?
I think so, yes.
Used to be £1 in the olden day.
Inflation.
That's inflation. But every penny is worth it, obviously. And then at the very end of term, we have things like all the carol service and the Christmas fun to look forward to. So keep your eyes peeled on the calendar, I would.
That's definitely the best season at Rokeby.
Do you think?
Yeah, Christmas is the best.
Do you really think?
Yeah, James? In form time, you like all your Christmas decorations.
Yeah, the decorations, I quite like that bit. Josh?
I mean, I do like Christmas and like Christmas time a lot, but I would say... Arts Week and that sort of science
Spring
week. That's also quite fun.
And Easter and like Bunny Hunt and all that.
Yeah, that's really
fun. Oh, that's interesting. I thought you were going to say summertime was your favourite.
Sometimes
okay.
It's a bit too hot now.
Yeah. True story. Global warming is real. Right, so we are very much open to suggestions. We have had 2 positive reviews in, everyone, 5-star reviews for our last podcast. So let's see if we can up that for next time. Listen along. Share with your family and friends, and anything you'd like to hear us talk about, please do let us know. We'll see you next week.